truth does not bend to culture, but culture should bend to truth. Paul makes a bold declaration in Romans chapter 3, verse 4 that we've cited several times in the past, and it's simply this: let God be true, though everyone were a liar. That's a line in the sand. God's truth is not up for negotiation. It's not shaped by majority opinion, emotional experience, or cultural trends. If every voice on the earth contradicts God, well, God is still right. And this is where faith can get costly. It means trusting God when His word confronts our own desires. It means standing firm when culture shifts. It means submitting when your instincts are to push back. We don't edit Scripture to fit our lives. We are to align our lives to Scripture. Jesus prayed this in John chapter 17, verse 17, "Your word is truth." It's not a truth. It's not your truth. It is truth. So the question is not whether God's word is true. The question is whether you will live like it is. Because real faith doesn't just agree with truth, it submits to truth. So pray this prayer with me today. Lord, anchor my life in your truth and give me the courage to live it out, no matter the cost. And here's two peoples that you can pray for: the Johnsons, our Creative Access missionaries in Asia, and also the Karanji Lifeword broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.